So yesterday a little bit of a mistake on my part, but it turned out it wasn't such a mistake. So I skipped a little bit to Mishnah Yud Beis, I think it was. But I realized afterwards, right, that's what Donnie was trying to say. I didn't chop. We were up to Mishnah Yud, but the truth is, what I was talking about by Mishnah Yud Beis is exactly what he says in Mishnah Yud. So it wasn't really much of a tie. Okay, so let's go back. So Mishnah Yud. Let's see Mishnah Yud on top. Shmai v'avtalian kibum ahem. Shmai v'avtalian v'makabo from Shimon ben Shetach. And Yudah ben Taboy. Yudah ben Taboy and Shimon ben Shetach. So it says the Mishnah. Shmai v'avtalian kibum ahem. Shmai oimer. Ehoi v'samalacha. A person should love work. Usnas rabbanis. Hate rabbanis. Rabbanis means... Rabbis like to say that Rabbanis over here means politics. That's the Pashto said. Sometimes Rabbanis means like politics, being like political positions. V'al tesvad l'rishos, and don't have too much to do with the government. It's just not a good idea. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, that's the simple pshat. Again, so the simple pshat is like these are, maybe the last two points are related to each other, but not really. I mean, it's like three different points. Love, a person should love work. In other words, you know, work could be annoying, but not to become a workaholic, obviously, but a person should enjoy what they do to a certain degree. And enjoy the concept of working. Snas rabbanis, not to get involved with politics. Politics could be even within, like, a Jewish infrastructure, which is like politics to stay away from. Politics, by the way, just not get involved with the Goyish government. It's just not, it's safer to be outside of that. So let's see what the Gemara writes. So Ev v'samalacha. So this is what I started talking about by Mishnah Yud Beis, but he says it more openly over here. Shem Noira, the word Ehoiv, right? I mentioned, we saw this earlier. It's a Shem Noira. It's a remez to a name of Hashem. Lahalis kol neshamis, to raise up all neshamis, shashar shem heichal ahava. Right, neshamis, that's why we spoke about this yesterday. I'm not going to repeat everything, but we spoke about this yesterday, that in order to move neshamas from the sewer systems, you know, all the way up the ladder to Asiya, to Yetzira, to Bria, and then finally to Atzilus. The Arizal was Megala in the system of Kavanas by davening, is that in order to move from that final ascent from Bria to Atzilus, it has to be specifically not just Tam from Bria in general, but specifically from the Heichal Ahava of Bria. And that's what I mentioned yesterday, that there's no Hakpada to get from, you know, Asiya to Yetzira, for example. There's no hakpada that it has to be through the path of the chamber of Ahava of Asiya to get to Yetzira. As long as you're in somewhere in a parking lot of Asiya, you can get to Yetzira. And the same thing from Yetzira to Bria. But from Bria to Atzilus, it has to be from Derech Ahava. So as I mentioned, that the Arizal writes that in the system of raising up sparks of Kedusha and the way the Mekubalim, however that happens. So that's what I explained, that the way the Baal Shem Tov, the Derech Avoid the Baal Shem Tov is the way of Ahava, is because it's not, that's what we remarked yesterday, is that it's always a klal. There's no real machlaikis in Drachim. It's just a matter of timing, and it's a matter of what your objective is. If your goal is to get a neshama from Asiya to Yetzira, it doesn't have to be with Derech Ahava. It could be with a stick, it could be with other, that's fine. But if where you're holding is getting neshamas to Atzilus, it has to be v'heichal ahava. It has to be through the pathway of ahava. There's no other way. There's not the chiddush of Baal Shem Tov mitzad emotions. This is the system of elikus, that in order to get to Atzilus, which is that place of real geula, so to speak, a geula pratis by yid, then it has to be b'derech ahava. Otherwise, then, you know, if the yid is running away from what was before, not being drawn to, but being running away from, then the person's not really there. And, you know, Atzilus is that dimension that's kulei pnimi. So if there's a person, in order to be in that place, then you have to be, every part of you has to want to be there, not to be running away from. If a person's being chased with a stick towards somewhere, then that means you're not really there. Right, so that's like the Gemara says. The halacha is, we find this in halacha. The halacha is that you're not allowed to go. And if let's say it's raining outside, it's raining outside. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to go into a shul just to get out of the rain. You're not allowed to do that. It's a zilzal in Kavod Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. You go there just to get out of the rain. Like, why not? Why? The answer is because you're turning the shul into a place that you're just getting away from the rain. That's not what a shul is. It's not what a shul is supposed to be. So the same thing with Atzilus, Kiviyachal, that dimension that's the place of Hashem's presence. You can't be there just to get out of the rain. You have to be there because you want to be there. So that's what, in order to get, so to bring a yid to that place of Atzilus, it has to be through Derech HaHavah. So that's what he mentioned from the Baal Shem. And that's why, again, despite the fact that our eyes see things seem to be getting worse, but the truth is things are actually getting better in Pnimius, and we're holding by getting to Atzilus. And therefore it has to be the way of HaHavah. And that's what he's referencing, the name of Hashem that's connected with the word Ahav or Ohev. So that's what he's referring to, and that's in order to get Neshamas from Bria into Atzilus. So he says like this. So when the Mishnah, so let's go back. So the Mishnah says, Ahav es ha-malachim. What malach is this talking about? So he says, the malacha that we're talking about is the malacha of raising up these sparks, whether they be Neshamas that you have to fix, other people that you have to be mashpia on, where every single person has to be involved with this avaida of bringing the world to Atzilus, of getting, of bringing things to their final destination, the Derech HaHavah. So he says, "V'chol adam tzarch lasik b'ta b'lamites malachas." Everyone has to be involved with the lamites malachas. L'var haneshamas b'achiyishavem, in order to uplift neshamas. In other words, again, every line of here he's saying something, so it might take some time to get through this paragraph. But the Mishnah when it says malacha, what does it mean? Kipshuta? It means going to work, your business. Now, that's still true, but on a deeper level, the inyan of you know, 6 days a week we're relative to Shabbat. 6 days of the week we're Isaac in the Lamates Malachas. Lamates Malachas means engaging with something in the world that's broken, that's missing, that's incomplete, that needs tikkun. That's the Rabbanu Shalom created a world, Ashevar Lekim Lasis, that's incomplete, and it's up to us to fix it. So every single thing that you engage with in life that you're involved in fixing, which obviously is what business, any business that a person's in, is somehow involved with some area of the universe that's not 100%, you know, complete, and you're there to complete it, and then you get paid for doing that. I mean, that's what work is. So you have to understand that when you're doing that, it looks like you're just, you know, fixing a carburetor, whatever that is. But you're not just doing that. There's every single thing in the world contains within it a spark of Hashem. There's a spark, there's a nitzitz of Kedusha. And the nitzitz of Kedusha equals a piece of someone's neshama. So when you're fixing a carburetor, you're fixing someone's neshama out there. There's someone's neshama, maybe it's part of your own. There's some yid out there that needs tikkun. So how are you misaking that yid? So if you knew who the yid is and you talk to him, you're mechazik him, you know, that's one thing. But sometimes there's a part of him that's mamish and gullus in a carburetor. And when you fix the carburetor is a thing, right? Yeah? Okay. When you fix the carburetor, so that's called that's also fixing in the shem. And so since ultimately, so all malacha, lamites malachas, right? Lamites malachas therefore is a code word, and not just a code word, but it is the effort of tikkun haneshamas, of fixing the neshamas. That's what yid is always involved with, whether we realize it or not, whether we like it or not. So that's what we're involved with. Says the Mishnah, Ehoi v'samalach. The inyan of loving your malacha on a deeper level is by, in order to, if the neshama of that yid that's in the carburetor, so to speak, if the goal is to get it to Yitzira from Asiya, you don't have to love fixing carburetors. Because it doesn't have to go from Heichal Ahava. But if you're in the last generation, right, and the goal is to get everyone to Atzilus, then you got to love fixing carburetors, right? So this is why, by the way, just on the side, this is what makes life a little bit more complicated in the last generation. If you speak to, you know, someone older, you know, especially from a couple of generations ago, the whole mussig of like doing something that you find personal meaning and satisfaction in is a complete, they don't know what you're talking about. It's a different language. I mean, you go to work, you know, you make a parnasa, and you find your satisfaction from your personal life, and home, family, learning of it. What do you do for a living? Whatever you do, But all of a sudden now there's a quote unquote a mishagas in the world that people need to feel it has to, what they do has to resonate with them. So there's all, again, like I said, that we're, what's the shirish of that? Well, the shirish of that is Eves Hamulach. It's the same reason why everything is Bederach Ahava now, is because the goal is to get everything to Atzilus. When it's to get to Atzilus, it has to be through the Hechel Ahava. And since Tikkun HaNeshamas is deeply connected to the Lama Tes Malachas, which means going to work, so Memela, it's filtered into the world that everyone wants to do a Malacha that they love. But once you realize that, then, like I mentioned this the other day, when there's a certain reality in the world, then the Nefesh of Bahamas picks up on it in its way, and the Nefesh of Lakis is picking up on it in a truer way. So this reality of Eves HaMalacha, which is the avoid of the last generation, right? As I said, it's to get everything to Atzilus, which is our job. So then the Nefesh of Bahamas picks up on that. And what is the Nefesh of Bahamas? How does that translate by the Nefesh of Bahamas? Which is like, well, I have to find meaning and satisfaction in fixing carburetors. It's like Kipshutai. And so if I don't have a job that resonates with me, I'm just not going to be employed. And I'll just wait until something, whatever, you know, you'll come up with... Or I'll become utterly depressed, and whatever, you know. But when you realize what's behind the scenes, that the inyan of Eves HaMalacha means to that is the mechanism in place to allow everything to get to Atzilus, then once you tap into that and it's more distilled pure form, and you allow the Nefesh Lakis to express itself in its way in Erev of Samalacha, then the Nefesh Bahamas will calm down. It'll calm down from its need to love carburetors. You know, so if a person goes to work and with the mindset of Einam Olvad, the Baruch Hashem is with me, and I'm doing this L'shem Yichud Kutshei Brichu Shchintei, I'm doing this because there's some neshamas out there that need help, and I'm here to help them, and I don't know what that means, but Zach Dinsky said that fixing carburetors is fixing neshamas, so I'll do it, and that's my avodah. The more you give expression to what's really going on as far as the neshama is concerned, and doing things for the sake of a mitzvah, and realizing that going to work is a kiyum of chesed for your family, which is a mitzvah, and ma'hu af'ata, being like Hashem. Hashem is independence. I'm making myself independent as well. And every mitzvah that I do is bringing me to that place of dveikus, of absolute attachment to the kus, which is atzilus. Then when you think like that, then your nefesh of Bahamas' need to practically and like tangibly love malacha will calm itself down, because your nefesh of Bahamas wasn't coming up with this idea anyway. It was just hearing the echoes and the reverberations from the Nefesh HaLakis. But the Nefesh HaBahamas doesn't know what the Nefesh HaLakis is talking about. So now the Nefesh HaLakis makes his own cheshbainus of like, okay, it means that nowadays I have to find personal fulfillment in what I do. That was never the inyan. The inyan was that you have to bring the world to Atzilus. So the more you're conscious of that, and Atzilus means Eina Mavada, the Rebbeinu Shalom is with me every single second. I'm not talking to my boss, I'm talking to Rebbeinu Shalom. This guy's not making me crazy. This guy is not just, I'm not getting a bill being paid from this guy. It's not because Yankel's a no good Nick. It means the Rebbeinu Shalom wants me to talk to him more. When you think like that, then the Nefesh HaLakis's need and the Nefesh HaLakis's avoida of Eves HaMalacha is being satisfied. And then the Nefesh HaBahamas won't make you crazy about carburetors anymore. And you'll be able to go back to the way it was always, which is that you do your work and you put your head down and you do your work and you come home and you find Sipak and Nefesh. And your Nefesh HaBahamas finds Sipak and Nefesh when you get home. Your Nefesh HaBahamas doesn't need... The reason why the Nefesh HaBahamas demands Sipak and Nefesh in work is because the Nefesh HaLakis's requirement of Eves HaMalacha in the last days is not being satisfied well. But if you give the Nefesh HaLakis what it needs, then the Nefesh HaBahamas won't... It's always a cloud. You give the Nefesh HaLakis what it needs, the Nefesh HaBahamas won't make as much noise. That's the thing of V'chol Adam Tzarech La'asek B'tal Malachas V'lam Tes Malachas L'var HaNeshamas V'achiyas Shebehem. To clarify and to fix the Neshamas Machiyas that's contained in whatever particular Malacha that's in front of you. Shekein Chai Pam Tal Oyle Shabbos. So the word Tal, Lamates, times 18, which is Chai, equals Shabbos. What Shabbos? Shabbos is finally being able to sort of strip away the effort of Lamates Malachas and experience what was behind the scenes of it all, which was going to a place of atzilus. That's how do we know what the lametes melachos are, right? Because everything that was needed to build the Mishkan, so the Mishkan is Shabbos, right? The Mishkan is Shabbos. Mikdash melech ir melucha kumi tzimtei chavecha. Shabbos is Mishkan. Shabbos is based on Mikdash. So isn't it ironic that if Beis HaMikdash is Shabbos, then Shabbos and Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash Mishkan was built Lametes Melachos, so you don't do Lametes Melachos on Shabbos. So the answer is, of course, you're doing Lametes Melachos on Shabbos, but you're doing them in what they truly are, which is bringing everything to Atzilus. You know, so you, without the cover of the carburetors, without having to do that, you're actually being Isaac in what it always was. So this is why I mentioned yesterday that there are neshamas that are more, well, again, it's nuanced, because you could have a yid who's in that mindset of like, I'm with the Rabbanu Shalom the whole time, and it's not my boss, it's not my coworkers, it's not my employees, it's all the Rabbanu Shalom, and I'm doing this as Avodas Hashem, I'm doing it for the sake of the mitzvah of supporting my family, the mitzvah of whether it be to get the tzedakah, the mitzvah of Mahalath. Oh, that's the mindset. Then, like I said, that's a person that's also practically not necessarily going to need to find satisfaction in his job, because the need to find satisfaction is really from the Nefesh HaLakis, and you're giving what the Nefesh HaLakis needs. So that person is and it's also true, you have some people that don't need to find satisfaction in their job because they're coming from an earlier generation. Not everyone in the same time period is coming from the same time period, right? Lav davka. So that's also true. It's hard to tell the difference between the two of them, you know, but that's certainly true.
If the Lametes Melachos is a tikkun and Shabbos, is on Shabbos, everyone considered in a state of tikkun?
So that's a question of how that happens on Shabbos, because, for example, there's this process of davening, for example, of getting the Tzitzik Dusha from the sewers until the top, it's also on Shabbos too. So, but you're not allowed to do Lametes Melachos. So there's different ways how to do it, how to express it. It's a sugya by the Mekubalim. But one way to think of it is that it's functioning in a very pneumistic way without the externalities of it. But the avoid of birur of tikkun has to happen on Shabbos too. That's on some level. Again, I'm not. There's different ways how to articulate. Some Mekubalim have the language of that on Shabbos. It's like the animal chewing its cud. So it's like. It's like whatever was fixed, so to speak, during the 6 days of the week, now there's this new madrig that's called Shabbos. Now, relatively speaking, it needs to be chewed again. You know, that's one way how to think of it. But there's different alphabets. Say it again. Huh? For Karbonis.
Within the Beis HaMikdash, things were getting done.
There was already pneumistic. It was already, when a person's shechting a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, it looks like it's a physical malacha. It's completely atzilistic anyway. You go into that place of atzilus, it's already, yeah. So let's see. So he says, Umaran, we'll just go quickly, a couple of minutes. Umaran HaBaal Shem Tov, Hizra al-Zen. The Baal Shem Tov was makbar, and he warned people about this. Lasik b'yichudim b'kol asiyas malachas shev olam, to be involved with yichudim, and every time you do malacha. Again, it doesn't have to be anything too sophisticated, but just to recognize that the Rabbanu Shalom is with you, and you're doing whatever it is that you're doing is bigger than you think. That's also the avodah of yichudim. It's bigger than you think. And like I mentioned this, I don't remember when, but at some point, like even with Parshas Yetzer, right? So Yaakov Avinu, after he has the dream with the ladder, right? So it says V'yisi Yaakov Raglav, he picks up his feet. So Rashi says once he had the message from the dream, so then you know his feet are, he's energized, he's going. So on a very simple level, part of that is like, what did he hear by his dream? What was the message in his dream? He was being told that like, what you're doing now is a big avoida. It's like a big inyan. Like, you don't even realize what you're doing. Like, you're going, he thought he's going to Haran, he's passed. Like, what? He didn't, why was he davening? If you know that you're undertaking like a very, very major avoida, then you daven first, right? Yaakov wasn't, the only reason why he went to daven is because, like Rashi says, my parents davened here. Avram Yisrael davened here. I shouldn't daven here. So he wasn't davening because he needs the davening. He's davening because, like, you know, he passes by at Sion, so like he'll say kapitel tel. Like that's what. But then Hashem revealed himself, like, no, one second, you don't realize what you're doing right now. Like you're being Isaac in very, very big inyanim. And then he goes, oh, that's a big inyan. Visa Yaakov Raglo. So even a Yaakov Avinu, who certainly knew that everything he's doing is big, even Lefi Erech, relative to Yaakov Avinu, hearing that he's doing something very, very big was mechazik him, right? So it's the same thing. You know, a person, if we knew that what we're doing is very, very big, then we would have strength to do it. So a person, that's also means to be Isaac in Yehudim, means to realize that what you're doing is bigger than you think. And every neshama has a shayrish in whatever the particular malacha is. So bashkacha pratis, again, a person can go kicking and screaming, but if bashkacha pratis, this guy is fixing carburetors, and that's what his avayt is. Doesn't mean he has to be there for the rest of his life. Doesn't mean that if a better opportunities don't open themselves up, you don't take it, but, you know, but if that's the matzav that they're in, then whatever it is that you're in, that's lechatchila for that time. V'lochen yesh oisik b'zeh. So therefore, that's some people have a certain malacha that they're Isaac in. V'yesh malacha zeh b'kfiyas. And, you know, again, one person's in a job for their entire life, the other person's going back and forth. Okay, it's different avodas. V'chol echad tzarech l'asik b'kol minim malachas. Okay, so and then he moves on a little bit to an inyan of a talmid chacham that sits and learns, and how does he be Isaac in malacha? So I guess Bez Hashem will get into that tomorrow. Sure. What's the